This is ESH episode 30, Tangent.
The fucking best
girl gaming and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And this is podcast episode 30.
Whoa. Ooh,
yeah.
It's older than you, Ninja.
You know, you always have to bring that shit up, don't you?
Yep.
Like, you just
what
can't
are siblings
let it
for?
Go.
What are siblings for, except for
siblings
making
are supposed siblings. To bail you out when, you know, your significant
you go to jail?
Others or your parents won't.
Oh.
Okay, they're supposed to hook you up when you have to go on double dates.
Yeah, right.
Because you got a blind date that you don't know what's going to happen. You need a wingman that you can trust.
Only if you're the same gender. My siblings are boys.
You can do that too.
Yeah, right.
Ninja, you were too cool to hang out with me if you don't remember.
Bull.
Yeah.
Bull.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Bullshit.
Anyway,
how many times did you come with me when I was rolling around with Maria and all of them to the mall, to the movie?
Because mom made you.
Bullshit. Okay.
Mom totally made you.
Make me take you out to the movies. To the mall a couple of times because she didn't want you to go to the mall by yourself. But to the movies? Okay. I brought you along to see Titanic. I asked you to come first before my friends.
Good point. Okay, fine. Anyway.
Fuck that shit.
That's another podcast.
That's totally another podcast. And we will be doing that podcast. I'm going to get Dr. Phil in on it and everything because I think
God.
There's some things that obviously we need to work through.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Our therapy session will be televised.
Maybe he'll send us to the Dr. Phil house.
No, I don't want to go to the Dr. Phil house. I don't want to do
it's
that.
It's nice inside,
I haven't thought
though.
About that in a while.
Yeah.
It was a nice house.
Do you actually watch that?
I do.
I had to stop
I
watching
do
Dr. Phil because I felt my IQ dropping every time I turned the episode on. And I finally just had to let it go when I started going, and how's that working for you? And I was like, oh my God.
Wait, you started saying
that? Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. So that's when I was like, I have to stop. I have a problem. And I recognize that this is an addiction and I'm powerless before it. And so I needed to take the steps necessary to actually regain my life. And I'm happy to say that I am now almost clean of Dr. Phil for 8 months and I'm much better. And it's a fight every day, but, you know... I work at it. I accept
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you know.
Maybe Dr. Phil can help you with your addiction.
No, oh, I can't go down that road. I can't go down that road, and I'm not going to let you take me down that road. I've worked really hard for my sobriety, and, yeah, I'm not going to make light of it, so. The
yeah,
Oprah addiction
you're
is...
sober. You're not even drinking Mountain Dew today.
No, not even drinking the Dew. I told you, it's a complete, you know, 180. I just need to stop. All right. Anyway, let me do a little bit of this business before I really go to some place that I really ought not. You have to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com or esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. It's the short address that gets you to the longer one. So if you're telling your friends about us or writing it down real quick for somebody, rather than having to take the time to spell out the whole URL because evidently it's too long. You just use esh.mobi.
I like things that are long.
I'm not even going to acknowledge that. See, the old me.
That was really deliberate, too.
I know. And she's, like, baiting me. It's like the devil. She's tempting me. But see, I'm not going to give in to that temptation, devil.
Okay.
I rebuke you, devil.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
What does it compel me to do? That's the problem. It doesn't tell me that part. I don't know what to do. Alright.
Be a leader, not a follower.
I know. I like following, though. You learn so much more. Anyway, not that I'm a stalker or anything, but, moving on.
Stalker?
What?
My ears perked up.
That's another podcast. We do have our weekly sweepstakes where we give away candy. We turn one of you wonderful listeners or viewers from the website into our candy bitch.
Hey, did we stop doing t-shirts?
No, we haven't stopped
did we ever
doing
really
t-shirts. You know what?
T-shirts on a regular basis?
Yes. And you know what? You people are freaking ruining my surprise. Because I was going to give away 3 t-shirts for Christmas. And I was just going to spring it on people. But oh no, you have to like ask. Because remember, because we were having the problems with the other design because it looked too Apple iPod-like, the commercials. So I had to do the whole revamp. I finally did the revamp, and the inaugural one went to Deuce.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we got some stickers off and burned it.
Right, and then we did some double candy bitch days. Remember that? Which ate up the t-shirt giveaway when we did the double candy bitch day for that 1 month. So for Christmas, I was going to be like, oh, guess what's going down? But, you know, there's a freaking surprise. So
we're like the little kids. We see you hiding a big wrapped package behind your back, and we're like, oh, did you bring us a present? So you can't say, hey, look, I brought you a present.
Well, you're supposed to do that in pre-show.
Oh. Oops.
That's what
I didn't
all
do it. Cheated. I didn't do it.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I just
kind of
chimed in.
Well, anyway, I'm going to be giving away 3 t-shirts between now and Christmas.
Oh,
yes, there's
going to
be, you know, a podcast that's going to go down. And 3 people, lucky winners from the website, are going to get some of the kick-ass new shirts that we made for giveaways. So make sure that you hit us up and fill out the form and comment and stuff. No, seriously,
cool.
Do comment and stuff, because we are giving away 3, not just 1, but 3 t-shirts. So keep hitting us up on the website, people. We could clothe you, feed you, or clothe you, which at this time of the year is really appropriate, because it's really about giving. And receiving free stuff! All right.
I have something to say to go along with this everybody loves free stuff thing.
Yes? We're listening.
Are we? Are we? That's
I
cool.
am.
I like it when people listen to me. Makes me feel important.
I like it when people do what I say.
All right. Starting Friday, that is this Friday, the 15th of December, 2006.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yes! Just tell me!
I'm excited!
We are going to start what's going to be called the Magic Manga Mania.
Oh,
doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Well, you know how, like, the big companies...
I don't have to say it, so that's good.
You know, like, the big companies, they clear out their, like, closet of manga every once in a while,
right?
Not me.
And then they give it to their readers if they're a magazine or whoever, you know, if they're a radio show or whatever,
right?
Well, I figured I have so much manga that I don't read that I may as well give it away.
Oh, cool.
Yep. So this Friday I will be posting a description of a manga. I believe I'm going to start with Peach Girl. Maybe not, though. Don't take my word on that.
Yeah.
I will post what manga it is, a little description, and a question. And you have to comment to the post and answer the question. And if you do something, if you give a really cool answer, you get the manga.
Okay.
How
all
cool
right.
is that? So it's not a random choice, but at the same time, you know, so I can't show favoritism or anything, you can't win 2 weeks in a row.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
No ESHers can, not, you can't
well,
post.
Duh.
You can't win.
Right.
So
I don't want to win.
Yeah,
yes,
I don't
winning
want
is for losers.
Yes, you do.
I don't want your stupid free manga.
Yeah,
whatever.
I can buy my own manga, and then it's free for me forever.
Yeah, well, it's free
you have
for
to
me
pay
if
for
she
it.
Buys it because
it's not
I
free.
Can borrow it from her and not have paid for it. Yeah,
from like 4 states away.
Whatever.
Like 6 states
she'll,
away.
She'll mail it to me We're related. Blood's thick like that. Ain't that right,
Yeah,
sis?
I did send her my Excel saga.
Yeah, and that was funny as hell, by the way.
Right. Wasn't it, though? Did you like episode 26?
Yes.
I told you you would.
Yeah, you're right. I admit it. And you have it on tape now. No, so I think that sounds great.
What sounds great?
Awesome.
Giving away your manga to people. That's awesome. Free manga.
Oh, I thought you were still talking amongst yourselves.
No, I'm talking about what you're talking about.
All right, so this Friday, check the website for all the rules and regulations and all those other fancy words they use in those the subtext in radio.
No CODs.
Sorry.
Magic Monomania. Apply directly to the forehead. Wait, no.
Oh, my God.
Let me stop it. I'm stopping. I'm not going to go any further with that. I could.
You could have said something a lot worse, though.
Yeah.
I'm quite glad you didn't.
All right, anyway.
So back to you, Ninja. Any more business?
Right now, I don't have any more business. The only thing that I
have we announced our candy bitch yet?
No, I was getting to the candy bitch, and then we got taken down.
You need to
stop
asking questions.
And then we got taken down the, what happened to the t-shirt thing?
I'm sorry.
You know, but whatever. So, without delay.
No questions
roll,
during the presentations. Raise your hand after, because we'll answer them during the show.
There's no flash photography.
I'm drum rolling. Why aren't you guys? My hands hurt. I've been drum
rolling. Can't hear you.
Andrew, you got candy, bitch.
You got candy. Lucky you.
Yay. So if you will just use the form on the website, clicking the hit us up link, fill it out, and let me know what your email address is and what your mailing address is, I can get a bag of ESH branded candy. That's cool looking Electric Sisterhood colored candy. M&M.
So cool you may not want to eat it, but you will.
Yes.
Because you don't want to grow in that fuzzy stuff.
Yeah, don't let them grow the fuzzies. Chocolate should not grow the fuzzies.
I had somebody who listened to the podcast come to me and say, does chocolate really do that? Does it really turn white if it's like in a bar? And does it really grow fuzzies?
Yeah.
And I had to tell him, yes, I'm sorry. Your chocolate will not last forever.
Yeah, chocolate doesn't last forever.
It hurts.
And she burst into tears and ran away.
poor thing. Yeah, diamonds last forever. Chocolate does not. Chocolate-covered
diamonds.
Now, chocolate-covered diamonds, the diamond part would last forever. The chocolate would grow fuzzies. Eventually, it would dry and decay.
Ew.
Just leaving the diamond.
Okay, ew.
Who would chocolate cover their diamonds anyways? That'd hurt your teeth.
Well, no, you don't eat
it.
You say, I have a chocolate-covered diamond.
You put them in the freezer so that they're cold and be like, check this out, chocolate-covered diamonds, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm living like that. I cover my diamonds in chocolate.
Fool's joke. And you can put like a leaf on it and bury it and have somebody else bite it and hurt their teeth.
Dude, you'd break your fucking tooth.
It's
an awful April Fool's thing.
It's a totally new meaning to sweet bling.
That's excellent. I love that.
Oh, that was perfect. That's perfect. I love that. In any case, the only other business that I have to say is I do have to make an announcement, and sadly, Geek Woman is no longer writing for ESH, and we're sad to see her go, but we really appreciate all the stuff that she's done for the website. So that's
it. We love you! Oh, it's so sad that you went.
But that's the end of the business. So I'm actually going to hand the mic of 1,000 Truths, which still looks like a Wiimote. To Magic Mystic Girl. What are you going to do with it?
Immediately transforming it to something else.
Damn it!
It's
okay.
Tradition
I'll
at this point.
I know. I don't know why I expect anything different. I really shouldn't.
Yep. Well, if tradition persists, Panda will change it right back for you.
I know.
Yeah.
She's good like that. Like I said, blood is thick like that.
Blood thicker than water.
Yeah. What?
Okay.
Anyway.
Well.
Oh, magic.
Okay.
Stuck in the reverse Oreo. Just accept it and love it. Roll with it.
It's not a reverse Oreo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Those
That's right. It's
know.
A regular Oreo.
Speaking of those, but see, I want some of those. I like the vanilla ones so bad. I don't have any.
I've never
Oreos.
Tried
Let's stop talking
ones.
About food
Dude,
and
they're good.
Talking about
no,
great
no, no.
stuff.
I just have to say this one thing. Because if you take the vanilla Oreos and then you get some of the French vanilla Cool Whip, oh my god, that is great.
They flavor Cool Whip?
Yeah.
La 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 la, French vanilla.
Exactly.
Right.
Come
on.
You
only get the French vanilla Cool Whip during Christmas holiday.
Christmas.
So.
That's why I remembered the commercial.
Y'all get some Oreos and some French vanilla. Have a ball. Okay, now, please, Magic, continue.
Okay. So back when I was raving about Sang-sun Park's art in Le Bihu, Panda was talking about a different, totally different manga, and she thought that's the one I was speaking about. And so we're going to talk about it today. So,
what?
You know, I'm
Le
making...
Le Bihu,
I'm making...
the one that she thought you were talking about.
Yeah, no, the what? No, I already talked about Le Bihu.
Okay, so you're going to actually talk about the one that she thought you were talking about when you were talking about Le Bihu.
I think so.
Okay. So not the one that you actually talked about, the one she assumed was what you were talking about.
I'm going to talk about the one that I haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, that's what I said! Why aren't you talking about it?
Why am I not talking about what?
What you said you were going to talk
about.
Never
mind. Just go on.
I'm sorry, I was having too much fun. I'm sorry. I'll go sit over in the corner and shut up.
Yes, please. No, I'm just kidding.
Whatever.
Okay. So, you know, put this day down on your calendars. For the first time in ESH history, That's Another Podcast has become today's podcast.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm bringing it full circle.
I see that. Yeah, you're just warping it around, interweaving it and stuff. It's like the interweb, which is a series of tubes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay,
Ninja.
Okay, all right, okay.
I'm good.
I'm watching you.
Sarai.
Wow, she's watching you from like 6
Hey, hey.
Private eyes are watching you.
Somebody's watching me. Sorry.
We're just going to make it an all musical episode.
Is it the IRS?
I can't think anything that has to do with. I can't think of any songs that have to do with eyes.
What about Eyes Without a Face?
Eyes Without a Face. See, the only thing that's popping into my head is sunglasses
podcast
at night.
I love that song.
I hate that song.
I hear it at my job all the freaking time.
And what's that other one? Jeepers Creepers. Where'd you get
to those boobies? Just kidding.
Okay. So,
anyway.
I haven't even told them a title yet, and we're off on tangents. So I picked another French
tangents title.
Okay.
Which
La Corda de Oro.
Okay.
Which I have no idea what that means.
Something of gold. Probably a cord of gold, chain of gold, something like that.
You speak French?
No, but I took Spanish, and so Latin bases. Corda is usually cord, which could be rope or chain, and then oro is gold. In most languages, in the Latin languages, so
well, maybe it's got to do with the chord, like as in a music chord.
Yep, could be.
Because the whole premise of the manga is that this girl, Kohoko, finds a magic violin.
Yep.
Which is what I'm changing the Wiimote into.
Okay.
It's going to change into a magic violin.
Ah, I see.
So, Kohoko attends the Seiso Academy.
Okay.
I actually pronounced that correctly.
Yay!
10 points for me. All right, but there's two sections to this school. There's the gen ed part, and then there's a music school. And Kohoko goes to the gen ed part and has never played a instrument. Yeah, there we go. In her life.
Okay.
Can't read music.
Gotcha.
And one day she comes across a fairy. You know, because that happens all the time.
Okay, like
yeah, I know.
I go walking down
to my like block buses, and I trip on them all the time.
A short, several inches tall, winged creature.
Yeah, I capture fairies all the time in little jars, and I make them replenish my health.
Really?
Yeah, when I'm feeling low, having a bad day, who needs a double shot of espresso when you got a fairy in a jar?
Do you punch holes in it so at least the fairy can breathe?
Well, of course.
Oh, God, for a second I thought you asked if she punched holes in the fairy.
Yeah, I perforate my fairies. Because that's the only way to get the most out of them. You know, make them wind resistant.
Anyway, fellas, we're in a playful mood today.
Yeah, we are.
It's the end of the week. What the hell? Alright.
It's always the end of the week.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Every Friday.
This is what I'm saying.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Wait, no. Every time I hear that song, I see that Chippendale skit that Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley did on Saturday Night Live when they're trying to try Ninja. Out for the what? Sorry, Chris Farley.
Go ahead, Magic.
Anyways, so that's. I don't really want to talk about the manga itself. I want to talk about the concept it's based on. So I'm just going to really quickly through this. They're all the usual anime characters. There's Len, or Ren, you know, because it's actually spelled both ways in the manga, if you pay attention. Who's, you know, he's the jerk. Which obviously means he's going to turn into a love interest.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just forgiven.
There's Ryotaro, who's the kind of nice guy who's going to be a romantic interest.
Right.
There's Kazuki, who's energetic and puppy-like, and, you know, maybe, depending on the author, will turn into a love interest.
Okay, can I stop you right there for a moment? Because I actually have a question for you guys. Because you're really into both the anime and the manga thing. Why does it seem, just to me, in about, two out of every five anime or manga that I ever read, there's always somebody named Kazuki? Is that like Kazuki. Smith?
Are you reading Comic Party?
Yes.
Isn't that
of
sad
all the
that
Kazuki's out there? Comic Party is the first one you pick up on.
Yeah.
Well, because I started watching the anime because it was.
Are you watching Revolution?
Yes.
Ugh. Okay.
Wait, isn't Revolution a sequel?
Yeah. Yes. But it was on demand, and I like catching the things that are on demand when they start.
Because they're free.
No, I pay for mine because I don't get just the free ones. I actually get the whole lineup. So I get updates every Thursday for everything that they offer. So. Each of the individual things, I have individual sections within my on-demand. So I have just the Bento Beat box, which has, like, the Fukons and the DVD JoJo stuff, you know, multiple episodes. But I like catching the stuff when it's from episode one. I don't like catching the stuff when it's mid-episode. And so I started Comic Party Revolution. I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, I was going to read that anyway, so I did. But it seems like two out of every five things that I see or watch, there's always somebody named Kazuki. Like in Mob Raho, okay, the lead character is Kazuki Shikamori. Then there's a Kazuki in Ultraman Valkyrie. And then he's not Kazuki, Shikamori, I'm sorry, in Ugly Yet Beautiful World. So I was just wondering, like, is that like, you know, John or Matt
in the US language?
Because it just seems like it's a very common name.
I've heard of for common names to exist.
Right. Yeah.
I was just wondering if you guys have had that experience as well as finding a lot of animes that rely on the same kind of names.
I'm terrible with names, honestly. I will not remember anybody's name.
Like with the anime that I'm gonna be talking about today, the main character's name is Haruhi, and we just finished watching another anime that's
school.
Who has a main character whose name is Haruhi. So, you know, I think it's common.
In my experience, the fantasy, like, take place in a totally different world names are actually made up. The rest of them are actual Japanese names. So
do you think that they're, like, maybe grabbing, like, a baby names book and just, you know, grabbing the popular names for that year when they're naming characters?
Well, not necessarily true, because I know, like, in some animes, they'll name someone, like, a word. Like, in Kaleidostar, the new baby who shows up, her name's Yume, which means dream.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know. But I think in Japan that the meaning of names has a lot more importance to them because they actually spell them with the kanji that mean that have
whatever
meaning.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do that. Actually, I want to look into that. That's actually a really interesting concept.
Yeah. Cuz I'm just really curious about that. Like I've noticed that trend more because I've been watching more anime and paying more attention to the detail in that and in manga, and so I was wondering if that's what it is, and especially with the credits, because you see so many of the same types of, you know, surnames, as far as, you know, a lot of Watanabes and things like that. So I'm wondering if, you know,
Mr. Watanabe,
if that's a reoccurring theme. So it's just a question I had. Thank you for answering it, ladies.
Okay, now I'm curious. What do your names mean? Do you guys know what your names mean?
Well, as far as my name, actually, the closest thing that I've ever been able to find, and I had to look this up, actually, when I was going through...
Little Rock.
Your name means Little Rock?
Yep.
Yes.
In French?
In French.
So all those who are listening, you can figure out Ninja's name by asking someone what Little Rock in French is.
Yeah, and Panda's name means nosy little sister that always tries to give away your name and your age. So if you look that up,
you'll find you'll not only find a name, you'll find a picture
and her address
and an address.
Probably a zip code and all her instant messenger names.
Well, my name means daughter of a great leader.
That's awesome.
Isn't that's cool? My name means my parents have loved big egos.
Yeah.
In Latin.
Yep.
So I'm fit to be loved, boys. Wink, wink.
Oh my God! All right, not to get off on another tangent, but I'm gonna have to do it because
we're way out there in tangent.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we're great. I know, and we're going even further. Okay, I live in Virginia, and there is this dude, okay, who is driving his car because he just got a brand new car and got his license. Which why oh, you're not
a dude driving his car?
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
no.
Okay, yeah, it gets worse, okay? Why you're a dude and just getting your license and a car at 19, that should tell you right there that something ain't quite right with the boy. But moving on, I guess he and his brother...
I didn't get my license until 18.
I got mine at 17, but I had to beg.
I went to a boarding school where they didn't allow cars.
Ooh, yeah, boarding school. Ouchie.
It took me 3 times to get my license.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up because, see, I was going to be nice. But anyway, so this dude,
I drive really well, by the way, everybody.
Yeah.
I got into a small car accident in the parking lot of the DMV when I showed up for my driving test.
Great job, magic.
Yeah, wow.
I still passed, though.
That's awesome. The day after I got my license, actually, I was trying to pull out of our driveway and I hit the house.
Yep. I can still see the bent pole.
Yeah, I never hit anything after that. We have a very narrow driveway, okay?
No, that's reasonable.
It was a
reasonable.
Very big car. And I got it wedged in between the two houses.
I learned how to drive in a van.
For everyone
in
who
Maine.
Doesn't realize, we must be going down memory lane.
Yeah, yeah, the lane. I'm about to go back, though, and get on race car circuit. Because this dude was drag racing with his brother in his new car. And they had an accident because they were doing, like, 90 and a 20. And they took out, like, 8 cars on both sides of the road. So a news crew goes out, right, to talk about, you know, this accident that happened, and we don't know who did it, and we're looking for it, but you can see all the damage, and this car burst into flames, right? And they basically sent out the resident, you know, white dude who, you know, surveys all this stuff for them.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden this car pulls up, and this dude gets out of the car, and he's all bandaged up and limping and stuff. He goes up to the reporter, owns up that he did it, but that people don't have to worry because he's not going to do it anymore because he messed up the car and he learned his lesson. So they don't have to sue him. Gives the reporter dap, which Panda knows what that means and some of our more hip audience will know, but that's when you do the, you know, funky brother
what, he dapped him?
Yeah, gave the reporter dap. Okay, then looks directly in the camera and says, I have a message for all the people out there. Ladies, I'm single. My name is blah, blah, blah. I'm 19. Holla at your boy. I'm just sitting there like, you dumb motherfucker. Okay, first of all, they didn't know who hit the cars. Now they know. They know where you live because you came home from the hospital. They know what you look like because you're on camera trying to holler at the ladies.
And they know your full name.
And they know your full name. Do you think your neighbors whose cars have burst into flames might want to sue you? Maybe. Yeah.
Just
so, yeah. So I'm like, at that point, see, that's a dumb accident that's just taken to a whole new level of retardedness.
they have whole books published on stupid criminals of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, this guy should definitely be in the top 100.
My personal favorite is the one who signed.
Guys, we're falling off of subject here.
All right, that's another podcast.
All right.
Another podcast. Jeez! Do I have to be the mother hen of this podcast today?
Oh, mother hen!
You're just upset because it's not your tangent.
Oh, she called you out. She said that you all upset because you
Throne
did your
gauntlet
thing.
accepted. The duel is on.
Oh, she gonna take her earrings off and put on the Vaseline. You in trouble, Magic.
Anyway, let's
I'm like
get
a foot
back to the
taller
point,
than her. I'll be
ladies. I
fine.
know, she scares me. I would never start anything with magic. She could kick my black ass.
All the way down the street? No, she can't, because that's a hate crime.
Well, if no one saw it, it'd be a hidden hate crime. But anyway, that is another podcast.
That true.
Don't beat your minority friends.
Yeah. Federal prison is no fun, people.
No,
Please,
anyway.
magic, continue.
I don't even know where it was.
I don't even think you started.
Yes, you did. You were basically
I
talking
did.
about that you weren't going to give the breakdown.
I
You
was
were
talking
talking
about
about
all the
Kazuki.
personalities of the characters.
Yeah. And so you were at Kazuki.
Yeah. So
Okay.
there's Gohoku, there's Len, there's Kazuki, there's who else was I talking about? Ryotaro. There's Keiichi, who's always asleep. Which he's an interesting
Keiichi!
character.
Okay.
There's Shoko, who's a really shy girl. There's
Mm-hmm.
Azuma, who's, the hot feminine guy with the really long hair and the fan club.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Yep.
Yep.
And so these guys are all because she got the magic violin, she was automatically signed up for this music competition. And those people are all in the music competition with their advisor, Mr. Kanzawa, who is the scruffy jerk of a teacher who smokes, right there in school.
Okay.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's actually a new one on me.
And then on the outside there's a journalism student who's obviously going to cause some sort of trouble.
Right, being nosy and
Yeah. So what I really wanted to talk about is how unfair it is. Most of these kids are music students that have worked really hard, almost all their lives to become excellent musicians in their they all play different instruments. And then Kaku gets a magic violin and she can just instantly play. I mean, how is that fair? How can she appreciate the music at all? I think that's probably how the manga's gonna develop. Only the first volume's out right now. But I think it's going to end up being that she develops an appreciation for the music. But even if she does, she won't have the satisfaction of, having worked towards it. Right?
Well,
I mean.
no, I think that's a really good question because I have some friends that are into music that actually are musicians and can read music and things like that. And I think that part of what makes you a good musician is that journey, that learning how to play that chord. Or the learning of how to get the timing right, or the first time you pull off a performance flawlessly, that kind of stuff. I think that that's what makes you a musician. Like, for instance, when if you decide that you want to learn how to be a drummer, you actually only take lessons for 1 year. After they teach you the basics, they basically send you off so you can develop your own style by just playing stuff and trying new things. So
Yeah,
I think that's a good question.
I think the real reason it bugs me is because I mean, I've never played music. I tried, what did I try? I tried guitar, I tried flute, and I'm an okay
Oh
singer.
wow,
But
that sounds like somebody I know.
I never got beyond like two or three
Who
weeks
on earth are
of
you
any of
talking
those.
about?
Oh, I don't know. Who played flute in elementary school? And who's
Middle
got,
school.
oh, I'm sorry. And then who has a guitar? Because they were going to learn guitar and be all emo. And then that didn't happen.
This sounds directed
You know
at you, Brenda.
what?
Oh, who
Yeah,
also was in chorus and
you were.
drama?
Retired, though.
Panda, did you not do drama? Did you not do musicals and drama?
You did too.
All right.
Stop talking like
I
you've been
didn't
doing
have any
stuff.
I didn't learn any instruments though. I wasn't allowed.
Hey,
But I'm not bitter about it.
I learned some strings, some chords on my guitar. Thank you very much.
I did
Yeah.
too.
Did you
I
play
did
me
too.
any when I came to
No,
visit?
no.
Did I even get to see your
'Cause I'm
guitar?
working on a song that says my nuts are better than yours. The song's not done yet. It's about a little kid who goes to the circus and buys peanuts.
And once again, what's that title?
Never mind.
No, really, that's
I don't
another
want to hear the
podcast.
title.
People
I
might
want to hear
not
the
have
chorus.
heard. Yeah, really,
No.
what is the chorus?
Never
You can't drop something like that and then not expect to
I
talk
can.
about
That's
it.
another podcast.
Damn it. All right. My nuts are better than yours. Okay.
It was like, my nuts are better than yours.
Okay.
Anyway.
Just think of it sung to that song, My Milkshake is Better Than
Oh my God, no. You know, they made up for Pokemon. I thought it was really funny.
What?
Yeah, they made a little song about Pokemon to that backdrop. It's like,
Nuh-uh.
my
Oh, God.
Pokemon bring all the boys to the yard, and they're like, you want to play cards? Damn right. You want to play cards? I'm going to beat you. I got Charizard.
Oh, that's
awesome.
awesome. That is so awesome.
Awesome in a really awful and
Oh, my
yeah, pain-killing
God.
kind of
It's
way.
really sad that I have that memorized.
Oh, my God. That's
Wow.
so awesome. Yeah, but getting back to the main point, I think that that's probably something that's going to actually develop as you get further along, is because
Actually,
you're
I think
starting.
I do. I agree because I read it through two or three times, and I realized that her friend, the nice boy next door type, Ryotaro,
Is he really evil?
he's not in the band.
Oh.
And he's a gen ed student with her. All the other students are music students. But he looks really sad when he sees that like her name's on the list of students who've made it into this competition. And he's like, it's totally not worth it, and I don't want to do this. And he's like, well, you know, there are people who'd really like to be in that competition. So I think it's going to turn out that he is a budding musician of some sort, and really, you know, wished he could have been in that contest. Or
Gotcha.
maybe he was a famous, fabulous musician and has bad memories associated with it and doesn't do music anymore or something because of that.
Ooh, that sounds
Ah,
really
yeah, it
interesting. But
does.
yeah.
Okay.
But there's this, I just want to say, there's this beautiful scene in this manga where she's not screwing around with the violin, because if she's like, yeah, this violin will make me famous, and then she tries to use it like with bad thoughts, it'll get all screechy like violins tend to if you have no idea what you're doing. But there's
Yeah.
this one scene where she's like really into it, and she's like appreciative of the piece and appreciative of the instrument, and she's playing on the roof of the school, and there's just like, you know how it's like panels. There's like a panel of each person that you've been introduced to over the course of the book, listening,
Okay.
and it's like her music connects everybody. It was really cool.
It joins their hearts one.
Yeah, their hearts and souls is one.
They're aligning. I can feel it. Sorry.
Anyway.
Okay,
No,
so
that's
now that we've gone on
okay.
a tangent for like 45 minutes.
Yeah,
Yeah,
right?
I
But those are the best kinds of tangents.
Yeah, that's why people call us funny, because we don't actually talk about our topics. We talk
We
about
talk
everything
about our
else.
topics, and then, you know, a couple other things get in the conversation. You know, if we just wanted to be on topic all the time, we'd be on NPR.
I
Don't
mean,
go,
no, not. I like NPR, but I can't imagine being on NPR.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'd have to rein this thing in
That.
like big time. First of all, there'd
Because
be no singing.
I don't have a cool voice like Ira Glass or anything, so.
Yeah. Well, this is Electric Sisterhood, and now we're getting into the second hour. I could do it, but it's not as much fun.
Yeah, you can't laugh. Like, I've never heard them laugh.
No, you have to be all serious and stuff, and I like
I mean,
laughing, damn it.
except for like,
I like laughing
what are
and cussing.
some of the game shows? I like the game shows.
Well,
I
yeah.
like cussing.
Like,
Yeah, cussing's fun. That's some good shit right there. Yeah. Yeah. Good times. Good
Okay. So I'm passing the magic violin of a thousand truths to Panda.
Okay, Panda.
Let's get on
Yay!
with this.
Okay. Well,
Are you gonna
I
stick with
know I
tradition?
can't.
We're waiting
Huh?
with bated breath. Are you sticking to tradition?
I like violins, even though I can't play them. So I'm just gonna put a bow on it because I don't want to
Ooh.
ruin it.
She
Maybe
didn't
I'm gonna
change it
raw. I'm gonna
back.
use some rosin on it because I know some, you know, taking care techniques for instruments since I have a little
So you're
collection of
gonna
them
put
of
some
my own.
rosin on it, not
Yeah,
Roslyn?
yeah.
Because you said Roslyn, and I'm like, who's Roslyn? You mean?
Why is she
Isn't
going on
anything?
Wikipedia?
Yeah,
Raw,
I believe
yeah.
that you want to put some resin.
Resin on my bow. Yes,
Yeah,
bow?
that's.
And that rhymes. Anyway,
That's what you want to
that's
do.
my
If
podcast.
you put Roslyn on your violin, that's really another podcast, and I don't want to hear about it.
Maybe I said Gosling as that hot guy in The Notebook. I wouldn't mind putting him on a violin.
Hot guy in The Notebook. Oh, you know, I never saw that.
Oh my god.
It's on my to watch
Curse list. You!
Anyway. Yeah, you need to freaking watch your to watch list as opposed to add to it.
Hey, yeah. my quiet of Q. Jeez. I can't pronounce it. Quiet.
Anyway. Guys, it's my turn. Like
sorry. Movies.
It's
Panda,
my turn.
You have the mic. It's all yours.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to talk about being God. Well, sort of.
Okay. Okay. That's why she was so anxious to get to it.
Yeah. No, but seriously, posing a question. If you didn't know that you had super elite powers, like godlike powers, you know, but things seemed to always kind of go the way you wanted them to, but you didn't realize, you know, well, actually, that wouldn't be a question for you because you wouldn't know. But if you knew one of your friends was God, but you could never tell them that they were God, and you had to keep them interested in your world so that they would not get rid of it, would you find that cool?
I'd find that terribly
difficult.
I would
be difficult. So incredibly stressed. I would go bald in a day.
I mean,
that's
dude,
my
honest
how do you answer.
How do you not tell your friend that they're God if you know that they're God?
Because you can't.
My big question is, how do you keep her interested if she's so bored with everything normal?
Well, see, I didn't tell you that she was bored with everything, but you've seen the series.
No, but
so you
did
what
tell me
about.
What
you
were
no,
reviewing
you did.
Today.
You said, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and so say, how do you keep her interested in stuff if
so she
not.
Doesn't destroy your world. That's right. Well, let me get on with it.
All right, well, then get to the kitten.
This is what the anime series I'm going to talk about is about.
Yep.
And literally, you have a group of people, you know, and you have your main character guy, who I can't say his name for the life of me, but he's very pessimistic, and he's always just like, you know, whatever, you know, and he just does what he does. You know,
I think
he just
I think he's more of a normal guy. I don't think he's like, yeah, whatever.
I don't know. Sometimes he's just like, yeah, whatever. Like, okay, we'll do that.
I'm
yeah, he's kind of normal.
Dissatisfied teenager.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and he has a friend named Haruhi Suzumiya. And actually, her name's in the title. The melancholy, yeah, because I can speak, of Haruhi Suzumiya.
See, it's catchy.
And, yeah, I mess up all the time. But the interesting thing about the series was, because I was doing some extra, you know, work about it, obviously it didn't just, you know, sometimes you get an anime and then it gets grown into a manga, or sometimes it's manga grown, and then they transpire it into an anime. This was actually a manga, a three-title manga, three different ones. There was the melancholy, there was the agitation of, and the boredom of Haru. So there's three different stages. So
melancholy.
The melancholy. The boredom came first. The boredom, the melancholy, the agitation. Agitation was the last book.
Okay.
And it was published actually back in 2003, and they just released the manga anime over there. I think I don't know if it's being released over here yet. I'm still working on finding that out.
Okay.
But so you pretty much have, you know, this girl Haruhi, and like, you know, Magic was saying, she's very bored. She doesn't think that much is going on in the world, you know, and she's always, you know, kind of talking about how she wishes there were more time travelers and aliens and espers, which are people who can use ESP.
She's really only interested in those, because when they first meet, she's like, are you an esper or an alien or a time traveler? And he goes,
and
no.
Everyone's like,
and
no.
She totally starts ignoring him.
Yeah. So, like, she wants more interesting things to happen in her life.
Okay.
You know, and she's got this guy friend, Kion, that's his name.
Okay.
Or Kon. Yeah. And, you know, and he's, like, he's a pretty normal teenager, you know, and he's telling her about all these fascinating things. You know, like, he tells her about, you know, these organizations that, like, do supernatural stuff, and, like, there's all this other stuff going around, and you know, there's more interesting things, and she decides that she wants to make a club, the SOS Brigade.
The SOS Brigade.
Because she wants to unlock all of these mystery, and like interesting things. She wants to solve all, and she wants to do all this stuff. She's, you know, she's got so many things that she wants to do. So you see these.
She basically wants to form the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, she pretty much does. You know, and like I said, you know, she wants to see more things like aliens and espers and time travelers. You know, and then you see this, you know, a little group of people who begin to come into the club. You know, and these people who are all around her are actually these type of people. There's this one girl, I can't pronounce her name, but she's got red hair and she's got really big boobs, and you know, she's kinda, you know, talks all sweet and oh no, and you know, and she's kind of helpless because Haruhi likes to torture the hell out of this girl.
It's not really torture. It's more sexual.
She uses her as a sex object to take pictures with the computer guy so that Haruhi can get a really advanced computer.
Yeah, and then she put her in a bunny outfit.
Yeah, and paraded her around. So, like...
Sexual harassment, panda.
But anyway, and you find out that this girl who comes into contact, she's actually a time traveler. Technically, she kind of got lost, and she's a couple epochs ahead, but okay. She can't go back to the future, so she's kind of stuck.
Okay.
You know, and
Asahina. Her name was Asahina.
Asahina. And she can't tell, you know, she can't tell Haruhi that she's a time traveler, you know, and... Kion's got the biggest, like, thing for her because of her massive boobies. You know, and she's cute, and she's always kind of cryy, you know, and he's all like, oh my god. It's like, I can't wait to go to the club today so I can see it, you know, to see her. You know, and Haruhi's always, like, ripping off her clothes, so, I mean, he always gets kind of a view. So I can kind of understand why he'd be like that. You know, and then another girl comes in. I'm just going to call her Nagi for short. I think her name's, like, Nagato. And, you know, I think, I'm not sure, I'm going to just say Nagi for short.
Yeah, I think it's Nagato.
Nagato. And, she, you know, she's got glasses, you know, short hair, and she's always reading a book. You know, and when you talk to her, she's very curt. She just says what she needs to say, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you kind of find out that she's an alien. She's a robotic android alien.
Okay.
She's a robot created by aliens.
Aliens. And she's there to observe this lifestyle and to observe Haruhi, you know, and she tells Kion about, you know, the fact that, you know, Haruhi is like, you know...
This linchpin to everything.
Yeah, she's like the center of everything. So unless you keep her happy, this world as they know it won't exist anymore.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question then. Since Haruhi, you know, is basically a god, is it... Because of her desire that there be more time travelers and aliens?
No,
in
that these people showed up. Something happened to her a few years ago that caused this.
Caused this great power within her. And because she wanted to be around more espers, time travelers, and aliens, they came into being.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Is it because of that desire subconsciously that it's drawing these beings to her?
Yep.
Okay.
And the thing with her is, if she becomes bored... Like, in her, when she's sleeping or when she's, like, shut down, you know, there's, like, these, I want to say, like, relay points. I know that's not the right word. But there's, like, these ultra dimensions of the world and these giant, have you ever seen Princess Mononoke?
Yeah.
You know that lovely elk god thing that when it gets its head taken off, it turns into that big ooey thing?
Yeah.
That wants to, like, destroy the world?
Yeah.
Those things kind of happen in this alternate universe area, and they kind of destroy buildings, and it takes out her frustration with her boredom and her sadness when she's sad or she's depressed. And the day that she's completely fed up with the world, the whole world will, like I said, cease to exist, and she will create a new one.
Needs to take Prozac.
Yeah, but see, she doesn't know it, and they can't tell her. So all these people who come up, because an esper shows up, and he's really a cute guy, and he's all like, yeah, I'm an esper, but I can only use my power in these alternate universes where we take down these, you know, big globby things, you know, and, because
The big globby.
He does, you know, and he tells Kion, because they're like, you don't realize how important you are to this whole thing. He's like, well, I'm not an esper, or a time traveler, or an alien, so I don't know why she feels like she wants to have me around. You know, and
she's in love.
I was getting to that. And you ruined it!
Oh, yeah, because it's not obvious.
Welcome to the club.
Whenever there's a boy and a girl in an anime, they're in love.
They fall in love and make babies! But,
I haven't seen that anime yet, but...
The really funny thing about this series is when they aired it over there in Japan, they purposely aired it not in order.
Oh, okay. This is the one that you were talking about.
Yes.
That aired out of order.
The first episode that they aired was actually episode 11, which was really a bad B movie. Because
oh my god, it was awesome.
Because Haruhi wanted to make a movie about a battle maid. And yeah. Oh, and I mean god. It's pretty bad. I mean
It's terrible. So if it hadn't ended with us realizing that it was just this, you know, school project thing, None of us would have wanted to watch it.
No, because it was just badly, I mean, it was bad. You know,
oh, it was horrible.
Like, they had the big boob girl be the maid, and the android alien was, like, this bad wizard.
In monotone, and she was
yeah,
the
in
bad
monotone,
guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She had a fake wand, and she'd hold the wand up, and then you'd see, like, this fake CG, like, thunderbolt come from it. It was
talking about,
so
like, CG as it existed in the 80s.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, my God.
No, you feel me?
Yeah.
You feeling me? All right.
I'm with you on
So, I mean,
that.
And it draws you in because it purposely does this. It makes it more interesting. Granted, if you watched it in order, it would be your, you know, a romantic comedy. Like most, okay. a lot of cheerful saccharine animes are. But the fact that they purposely messed it up made you go, well, what the hell is going on? And by the end of it, you're like, oh, my God. So, yes, there's a romantic interest in this. And it's really funny because the way they have it set up. So, you realize, I mean, the outside people realize that there's a love interest going on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the character at the very last moment realizes, oh, crap. You know, and, like, because he gets sucked into this dark world where, you know, this giant orby monster is, you know, attacking the city. You know, and only him and her, Haruhi and Kwan, are there. And he can't figure out why he's there. You know, and the outsiders, the Esper and, you know, the time traveler and the alien are trying to contact him, saying, you know, you got to bring Haruhi back. Make her interested in this world again. Because if you don't, there's no world to come back to.
Well, you know I never saw the ending, but I can probably
don't
tell
give
you.
It away.
I can probably tell you that it ultimately ends up that her love of him's the only thing that, like, saves the world or something.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah,
well,
that's cool.
Thank you so much.
But no,
ladies.
Because he's talking to her.
Well, I never saw it, so
I know, I'm
technically
sorry.
Spoiling it. Her saying yeah
I know,
is
I
what
am.
Spoiled it.
I know. I can't help it. It's really cool because he tells her she looks good in pigtails, and then he kisses her, and then they wake up, and then the next day he goes to school, and she's wearing pigtails.
Oh, I
All
love
right.
that.
Well,
I love when
I
he. I love when he notices.
Now.
I love when he notices that. That her hair changes every day. She adds another hair accessory for each day that progresses in the week.
Yep.
And then the first day, she's got just her hair down.
Okay.
So, but it's a really good series. Like, I'm very surprised. Like, I mean, the first with the B movie, I knew it was going to be funny.
Right.
But they really took extra time to go, okay, how are we going to make this more interesting for the viewers? And by messing up the order, they totally did that.
Okay.
I mean, you could totally watch this in a linear order, you know, and still get the whole concept of the show, but it wouldn't be as fun
as
watching it, you know, all out of order.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it four out of five. I can't wait to see this get licensed over here, though, you know, I would be worried who they would choose for voice actors, because I think they nailed it on the head with the Japanese voice actors, the way it is.
Okay, cool.
Once you go subbed, you never go dubbed. But anyway, that's all I've got to do. All I have to say about that. So I'm going to hand the mystical mic, which is a violin that has a bow on it and has some
with Rosalind.
With Rosalind
resin on the bow, and I'm going to give it to Ninja Sister.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Now that you have like half a minute left.
Yeah, but you know, it keeps happening. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
we gotta put you up in front.
We've told you if you actually wanted to talk during the podcast.
I know, I'm gonna have to
that
go
you
first.
Should go first.
I know.
No, that's it. We need to stop going on tangents because that's what ate up a lot of our time today, ladies.
We can't stop.
If we
the
stopped
tangents.
Going on tangents, we'd be NPR and nobody would listen.
Really? It's the
no offense, NPR.
Yeah,
I listen.
I mean, I love NPR. Okay?
I listen to NPR.
Great stuff. All right, but we're not NPR.
We're
Electric
ESH.
Sister. We're Electric Magic Sisterhood, okay? It's an open conversation, and so, you know, if it means that I only get to talk for a half a minute, so goes it. All right, so that's the end of the podcast. No, I'm just kidding. I'll make my thing really quick. I just wanted to talk a little bit more about the Wiimote because I've now been able to play more than just the one game on the system and have actually gotten used to it, and I just wanted to give some thoughts. You know, a while back we had done an episode where I actually talked about the evolution of gaming actually through the input devices, through the various controllers, and how it's changed from way at the very, very early beginning where we were just, you know, typing and then actually went to an input device, and how that changed all the way up until the motion sensing controllers. I actually now have some ideas about why Wii Sports is actually packaged with the Nintendo Wii, because some people thought it was just Nintendo's way of, you know, hearkening back to earlier days when you bought a system and actually got a game from them and that kind of thing. But I think that it's actually more about, because the Wiimote is such a new and different input device, that they actually package the game to actually help train you to get acclimated to using that controller before you actually progress into some more higher level interactive games. For instance, after about a week or so of playing Wii Sports, I jumped into playing the Legend of Zelda game, and actually am still currently playing the Legend of Zelda game. And I have to say that now, as I've progressed to the higher levels in the game, that it makes more sense.
She's doing
to
more
me.
Than fishing now that she's at a higher level.
Yeah, I'm doing more than just fishing, which the fishing is fun, don't get me wrong. But I am doing more than just fishing. I'm to the point where, you know, battles are getting more complex, and I'm having to pull off some, you know, combo moves and switch weapons to do this. So I'm doing things where I'm firing a bow that has a bomb on it and using my boomerang to actually force that bow up a little bit higher than where I'd aimed it originally, or things like that. And I've noticed that it's because that I've done the Wii Sports thing that doing these higher level and more complex moves is actually more comfortable for me now. I actually had a day where I stopped playing the Zelda game and went back to playing Wii Sports, and found that after I played Wii Sports and then went back to the Zelda game, I actually was aiming better, you know, more accurately, I should say, in the Zelda game. I was actually, you know, pulling off combos a little bit easier, and it's because I've been doing these motions repetitively in Wii Sports that made the more complex motion, I guess, easier for me. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, and it's really interesting to me that I noticed that, you know, because there are some people who have been complaining about actually using the Wiimote because they're getting sore in their upper arms and things like that, and it's because they're using muscles that they hadn't, you know, previously been using.
Called exercise. Don't be a punk ass.
Yeah, the next thing you know, there's going to be aerobics games coming out for the Wii, so people can exercise while playing their Wii.
Well, one of the options that you have actually in Wii Sports,
let's get physical,
is a training mode or an exercise mode. Where in exercise mode, it basically just has you going through the motions of swinging, and so it gives you things that you have to do. So awesome. I could absolutely see, you know, people coming out and making exercise games. Seeing as how there's already a mode in Wii Sports, I could absolutely see, you know, one where you're supposed to run in place and it tracks, you know, you are pumping your arms, you know, moving the nunchaku and the Wiimote in the tempo that it wants to get your heart rate in the target area that it wants. I can absolutely see that happening. And that may not necessarily be a bad thing. I mean, so many people are making a big deal about the fact that, you know, as a country, Americans are getting kind of fat. That to have, you know,
no, really?
Just a little bit. But, you know, having a game console that will encourage motion, full body motion, might not necessarily be a bad thing. Just make sure that you have the sucker strapped on really tight, because the little...
You don't want to throw it.
Well, and people are. I mean, there are pictures and there are articles on the Time site and things like that.
And YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Because
of people chucking the nunchucks.
Yeah, because the cable that it connects, the actual connector is really strong, but the cord... It's basically, you know, those little, like, rubber strings that they tie in a knot that you can put, like, the tags for your sneakers come on, and you just pull it and pull the other end through to take the tag off, you know, that rubber yep. bandy thingy? That's pretty much what it is that actually connects to the strap. So if you're not careful and you're, like, trying to throw a fastball, because the force feedback is built into the thing. So the faster you actually swing the remote in the baseball game, the faster you throw the ball.
So you can actually throw your pitching arm out?
Yes, you can.
Wow.
I was trying
a bonus right there.
Yeah, I was trying to throw a fastball, and the fastest I could throw one was about 92.
Yeah.
But I was winging my arm, and I did hurt my shoulder trying to do it. But I think that once you get over the learning curve, that games can actually be more interactive. Like, I'm actually progressing through the Zelda game faster than I've progressed through any action-adventure game that I've played in a long time. And that includes the Tomb Raider Legend game, because I blew through Tomb Raider Legend the first time because I wasn't worried about getting all the alternate outfits. So I blew through that thing. But even with
you blew
all
it?
Yeah, I blew it. I blew the Lara Croft game.
Oh, okay, yeah. Anyway.
You set me up. What do you want me to do? I was trying to
you
avoid
took it,
and you wouldn't let it go. Well,
you took it.
You know, if you're going to give me something, it would be rude of me not to take it. I mean, this is
good
the
point.
Season of giving. Moving on. But I'm enjoying it. Like, the last Zelda game, I actually never finished the Wind Waker game.
Going to say Ocarina of Time.
No, I didn't play Ocarina of Time. The last one that I played was Wind Waker, and I really enjoyed it, but I got so tired of having to play melodies and avoid enemies on the sea to try and get to the area that I was supposed to get through, and, you know, it just seemed so overwhelmingly engrossing and long that it was taking too long to get through the game, and I just stopped. Whereas with this one, I'm in the last area of the game. I've already gotten all the light creatures back, and, you know, I've got my horse, and I got the children back, and I'm actually going to be able to compare it to Six Axis because I finally did get confirmation of the PS3 shipment. So I'm really anxious to see how the implementation with motion and things like that is going to be different. So one of the things that I'm going to be doing is this week is I'm actually going to dig up some of my PS2 games. I'm going to be playing Devil May Cry 3 again. And I'm probably going to play some Tekken just so I have some fighter experience and some action-adventure experience with the DualShock controller so that I can compare it as far as the comparison between the Wii and the old GameCube controller. And then I want to be able to actually compare Six Axis to the Wii because I do think there's going to be a huge difference because the Six Axis implementation is not the same as that on the Wii. And I think that that's going to be a problem. I think that because it's not going to be really your actual physical motion that's tracked, but whatever predestined motion is required on Six Axis, that's going to make the difference. Because, you know, in the tennis game, you've got to swing to hit the ball. And it recognizes your motion when you're hitting, I guess, forehand versus backhand. Whereas with Six Axis, with its motion control, most of the games actually have their predetermined, okay, what this motion, if you do this with the controller, will actually make the game do, so it's not as natural a motion. And I think that that's actually going to detract from it. And it's going to be the reason that people aren't going to use the motion sensor part in the controller.
Well, how much is, you know, moving an analog stick and pressing buttons natural, you know?
See, it feels more natural.
The diehard gamers are gonna get around it, no matter.
Well,
no matter
diehard
how
gamers are gonna say
is.
That you should be, you know, using a keyboard and a mouse anyway. Yeah. Diehards, but I mean, for me, like when you're playing the Zelda game, there are some motion things that you actually do with the nunchaku and some attack things that you do with actually shaking it. So, like to do a spin attack, you basically wobble the nunchaku, which, you know, starts a turn. So that makes sense to me, I guess, in my brain that I'm doing a spin attack by spinning the nunchaku, basically, as I can. As far as the motion goes with the analog stick, I think that because I've been playing console games so long that I'm used to having or using some kind of directional implementation because I'm not using a mouse to imply direction, that does seem natural to me at this point.
Yeah.
You know, Whereas if I had a full body sensor and actually had to get on a treadmill and walk forward in order to make my character walk forward, I would not be interested in that. If I wanted to go to the gym and work out, I'd go to the gym and work out. So I think I don't find the directional pad to actually be obtrusive. Where I find things to be obtrusive as far as button mashing and using analog sticks and directional pads is when every button is mapped on a controller, and I also then have to access a HUD as well, that I start losing interest, because that becomes almost like data management, and that's not interesting to me. It's the reason why I don't play SOCOM. And it's the reason why I don't play Metal Gear Solid. Because everything gets mapped and everything is so complicated, and I hate inverted aiming, and it just drives me buggy. What I really want to say is I'm really curious if anybody out there actually has a PS3 and have been using it and a Wii, I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. Because I think that it's going to be one of the things that, as we progress into development, especially on the PS3 side of things, is going to become a determining factor on whether it's going to be a hot-selling item or not. You know, so many people got used to DualShock, and other companies patented their controllers after DualShock. You know, the Xbox controller had the force feedback built in and had the trigger buttons and things like that because it was so successful on DualShock. And now that it's gone in this completely different direction, you know, we basically now will have three different controllers on the systems, whereas before they were all alike. Everybody had Rumble, everybody was wired, everybody had a memory unit, you know, that kind of thing. Now
they're trying to go in different directions.
They're all trying to go in different directions, and I'm really curious to see which one will be the overwhelming champion of it. So that's my little piece. That's my curiosity. That's where my mind is at these days. So if you want to recommend any PlayStation 2 games that I should play in the meantime until my PS3 comes in, and that will help me challenge myself and my controller a little bit better, hit me up on the website and let me know.
Silent Hill 2. It will test your skills and scare you shitless.
No, I don't want to be
scared.
I
want to borrow that. I can give it to you on Tuesday. Speaking of which, didn't I ask you like a month ago if I could play Final Fantasy X?
I know. I just found it in my box of crap. Literally, I have a
box of crap. Have you actually finished God of War?
I'm still in the undead. I'm trying to climb the
knee with the spikes. Dude, you're still
in Hades? Yeah. Hey, climbing up those spikes is not an
easy... I know. That thing sucks, man. Getting the timing right. Oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm stuck at the Temple of Athena Poseidon's Challenge, that underground tunnel, underwater tunnel that you try and swim through, but the spiked walls are coming, and they'll smash you into the other spiked wall if they catch you.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot for the life of me do that.
See, what you gotta do is you can't dash all the way. Like, you wanna do the fast swim dash all the way, but if you do, you'll overshoot the little cave to hide.
Okay, I haven't overshot it yet. I have not made it even halfway to that second one.
Okay, so what you got to do is don't charge the quick swim up all the way.
I know. It just doesn't work.
You got to halfway swim down. Halfway swim down. Then look straight up and then look down so that you can see when the spikes are coming. Count how much time goes in between the logs. And then once it actually passes right overhead, then you swim up the hole to get out. Because you still have to face the minotaurs that's in that room once you get up the
wonderful
little hole.
More minotaurs. I hate the minotaurs. They're so hard to kill. Yeah.
Have you gotten to the big minotaur yet?
Big minotaur. Probably
not.
Yeah,
the one that you have to launch the logs that are on fire at to knock his armor off?
No.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, that's fun.
Teaser.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
That one's fun. All right.
Fun in the way that I'm going to be gritting my teeth and throwing my controller.
Fun in the way that you're going to be doing the continue a lot.
My God, I've already with the trap I'm trying to work on. It's already offered if I want to change it to easy mode.
Yeah.
My game feels bad for me, and it's offered
it's
me
taken
easy mode.
Pity on you. That's really bad, especially because if you finish the game and you've done it in easy mode, like one of the codes that you can actually get, like there's a number, and it'll be like, "You're a lameoid. You couldn't even make it through the game on the harder level. Why don't you stop being a pansy and go through it again and try to be harder?" And it's the guy who does Kratos' voice, so he's talking to you as Kratos, and he's talking to you from like a chamber of horrors, and you hear people screaming in the background, they're like, Yep. But if you beat it on the God mode, you get another code for a phone number, and if you call that one, then he congratulates you on being so badass, and then basically tells you about the sequel that's coming and that kind of stuff.
Do you get anything for completing it on normal mode?
No. Well,
Or hero mode?
you get a couple of things unlocked for you, some interview stuff with Jaffe and the development crew and
You know what
some
I
art
realized?
and things like that. What?
I realized the other day that I have never once finished a video game.
Really?
Wow, that's sad.
That's
I get
very
like
sad.
halfway or most of the way through and then I give up.
So you've accomplished nothing video game wise. That's what you're saying?
Nothing, not a
Wow,
thing.
that is sad.
Wow, even
Although
I finished with
I did get like
you. A
95
sad,
percent.
The sad, sad life of magic. Just kidding.
I did get like 95% of the way through both Kingdom Hearts and Kingdom Hearts 2, though.
You're so close.
Really?
It's like, well, some of them I can't get through because I just get stuck, like God of War right now. I've given up. I haven't played it for the last few weeks.
Dude,
but, like,
don't
Kingdom
give
Hearts,
up.
Getting fed
it's
up.
Like, I don't want the experience to end, so I don't finish it.
Well, I can understand
yeah, but
the,
then
you know, not wanting the experience to end, but, dude, with God of War, you've got to finish it. I mean, you're missing a whole piece of the story.
Yeah.
And more naked boobies.
Yeah, there's more naked boobies, but the story part you're missing. I mean, you've got to
okay,
get
but
the...
it's more I can't finish it. I've spent, like, 4 hours in this one part, killing myself like a million times. I
well,
can't do it.
Well, you've got to learn to count. It's all about the timing. Count the logs.
The logs? What the hell are you talking about?
Save because the logs, save the world.
Because it's not really a wall. It's like the, what's
guys,
pulling that thing
guys,
up.
We need to wrap this up.
All right. As always, I'm Ninja Sister.
I'm Pandalicious.
I'm being killed by logs, apparently.
Yeah, we're skipping the toast part this week. We're not having toast. We're just doing the intro. Next week, we'll all do
no
toast. We'll
toast?
Do something funky with it. No, because now I have to tell you how to get through goddamn God of War.
Okay.
And keep hitting us up on the website, people. We love it to death. You could win t-shirts or candy.
Or manga.
Or manga. Yeah. So with that, I'm going to say we're out.
We're out.
Sounds good.